You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Joshua Bullard. The Ligue de Hockey à Bout de Souffle, or LBS, is preparing for another summer season in Sherbrooke as the league continues to expand its programming and player categories. Originally launched as an off-season hockey league by a group of local players, the LBS is now introducing new divisions for the 2026 season, including a professional women's category. League organizers say participation has continued to grow over the past couple of years with players from across the region, as well as athletes with professional and collegial hockey experience taking part. After being at the Centre Récréatif de Rock Forest last season, games will now be hosted at Bishop's University for the upcoming season. Organizers say the league is designed around a fast-paced format with continuous play and free public admission throughout the summer schedule. Games are expected to run through June and July. We spoke with LBS co-founder Nicolas Gay about the league's continued growth, the addition of new divisions, and what organizers are expecting this summer. Here is that conversation. The Ligue de Hockey à Bout de Souffle has grown into such a massive community event. As a co-founder, walk us through those early days. What was the light bulb moment where you realized Sherbrooke needed this specific type of league? And how does the 2026 version of the LBS compare to that original vision?
Oh, it's totally different. Let me walk you through. In 2024, me and my two good buddies, Alex Olivier Voyer and Thomas Grégoire, we were all headed to Europe for our hockey career. And Europe always starts earlier. The camps start end of July. So we were like, hey, we need games. And so we got a couple of the pro guys from all around the region to sign up. We had three teams to start. Then other pros saw how well organized we were, how nice our jerseys were, all that stuff. So we ended up having four teams. Then the year after, we saw the response was just amazing. People were coming to the games, people were having fun, and players loved the format. Our format is kind of like hockey that never stops. So say there's a goal, a ref drops a puck at center ice. So it's high octane offense, I would say. Sometimes it's hard for defensemen or goalies, but it's a way for every guy to improve offensively and improve their cardio. And so we decided the year after that to launch under 14, under 18, and a junior category. And again, a lot of people signed up. People loved the response was amazing from them. And so this year, for our third year, we're moving to Bishop's, which is a much better arena than what we were at. And we're starting to have fun with it. We're trying to do a tailgate. We're gonna sell a lot of stuff, maybe a little bit of alcohol, maybe some snacks and stuff, and make it really an event. Have a little DJ that's going to be there, I think fans are going to come and have fun. I mean, it's free admission, and I think it'll be really cool for them to see some good hockey during the summer and make it a fun social event. So yeah, we're very, very excited for this year.
An operation this size with categories ranging from the M14 to the pros doesn't happen without a massive team behind the scenes. Can you tell us about the unsung heroes that keeps the LBS running smoothly every season? What does it take to get so many people on the ice?
Oh, it's a massive team. I mean, just our referees, not announcer, but the guy who keeps scores. I know the name in French, but I'm struggling with it in English. But all these things, all these people really add up. And this year, I think we're going to attract a lot more fans. So we're going to have volunteers doing security. And the team behind the scenes to make this happen, sometimes I think some players realize how much work it is, but it's also a lot of fun for us. I mean, we're now five partners in this, And so all of us five are doing, you know, a lot of work, but I don't think we see it as work. I think we're having a lot of fun with it.
So I noticed the new Pro Féminin category this year. It's a great addition to the lineup. Why does 2026 seem to be the right time to introduce this? And what kind of speed and talent can fans expect to see from these two teams?
For me personally, I'm very happy because my sister plays in Sweden. And, you know, she's played college level hockey. And I feel like she's always scrapping for some quality ice during the summer, because there's not really ice time for women specifically. And so for her, for a couple other pros, for the NCAA girls in the region, for the Bishop's University girls, which we are going to have a lot, there was kind of this unmet potential for them to come play. And so far, I mean, the response we've had from the girls is just, they're very, very, very excited. And, you know, I think it's going to be cool for them. I think women's hockey is growing. Like, we've seen the PWHL and stuff, which is actually going to expand. And our goal is to attract some of these girls that are going to eventually play in the PWHL, because I think Sherbrooke and the area is very strong hockey for women. So it'll be great for them.
Last year, it was interesting to see NHLers like Sean Couturier hitting the ice. That pro title is no joke. For the fans listening right now, can we expect more of that elite NHL-level talent this year? This season, how does having those guys involved change the energy of the league?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, as soon as a guy who has experience in the NHL or has played in the NHL, I mean, as soon as we have that, the kind of energy is like, okay, this league is serious. And Dave Perron, who's had a long time NHL career, Magog resident now, he's one of our buddies, so he plays regularly every year. I would say he's definitely very skilled and very, you see him out there, he stands out. And then Sean Couturier, there's Justin Robideau, who's played games with the Hurricanes, William Villeneuve, who's played games with the Maple Leafs, and some other guys like Pierre-Olivier Joseph has played for the Penguins, now he's with the Canucks. And you know, what we're actually seeing right now is a lot of interest from guys who reside in Montreal, who we have played with before in our career. These guys who are pretty much our friends are just like, hey, like, this league is serious. Like, I'll come play. And even like Sam Poulin, who's had a lot of games with the Penguins and the Oilers. So yeah, the response is just great. And this year we're planning to have even more guys come, because we're moving from last year we played 5 forwards, 3 Ds and a goalie. So just imagine how hard that is on cardio. But this year, to keep the pace even higher, and so there's no drop in game speed, we're adding an extra player. So teams can decide to have an extra D-man or an extra forward. So I think that'll just keep the pace extra higher, and it will allow us to invite some more NHLers, some more prospects, some more top players in Europe.
To the casual fan who thinks this just might be another beer league, think again. With a roster limit of 6 forwards, 4 D-men, and 1 goalie, that pace is incredibly fast. How would you describe the caliber of hockey we're going to see in the amateur and pro categories this summer?
Oh, it's high octane. As you said, Thursdays are our big days. So every Thursday from June to July, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., we start with our pro category, and then it's our junior category. So it's just high octane offense. Like, you know, the play never stops. And we, like last year, we saw a lot of highlight reel goals and highlight reel saves and highlight reel plays. And, you know, guys are really skating hard. Like, this is where hockey's going, and you know that's what we're seeing. I can't admit that, you know, we play the highest level defense because it's the summer and, you know, guys prefer saving their energy for offense, let's just say.
And lastly, when is the first game? When does it end, and how much is it to watch a game? It's free admission?
It's free admission. You know, we're very excited to offer this and, you know, just have as many fans come as possible. And then we'll be able to, you know, maybe sell them a beer or something or some snacks. But, we want as many people coming as possible, really grow our brand as much as possible. And, yeah, so we're really excited to have that. And it starts first week of June and it ends on the week of, it goes for 8 weeks, so about the finals are in July, maybe the 23rd or something, if I remember correctly. 6 weeks of regular season, and then we go finals. And what was exciting last year is that, like, guys were treating the semifinals and finals like it was a playoff game. You know what I mean? Like we were kind of a little bit nervous. You know, we wanted to win, so. Yeah, it makes it a fun competitive league.
A big thank you to the LBS co-founder Nicolas Gay speaking about the continued growth of the Lidze Hockey Abut de Souffle ahead of its 2026 summer season. Gay says the league has expanded significantly since its launch in 2024, growing from a small off-season training concept into a larger summer hockey event featuring youth, junior, professional, and women's divisions. He also pointed to increased interest from players with professional and collegial hockey experience, as well as plans to expand the event atmosphere for spectators this season. The league will move to Bishop's University this summer and is introducing a new professionals women's category as part of its continued expansion. Organizers say games will run throughout June and July with free public admission. More information can be found on the Ligue de Hockey Abut de Souffle Facebook page. Reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative, NCJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard.